Welcome everybody to Bangin' Beers Podcast. We are back. We're live. We're looking good. I'm hungover. That was a joke between me and Steve. We're hungin' over, but we're definitely neither one of us are hung. But anyway, we're back. Episode 124. I know that we're out of order right now because we never updated the Patreon, and then it went 125 before we did 124. So if you're someone who's watching that, we're dumb. That was my bad. But we want to thank our sponsors. Abaddon Tattoo Studio, a unique professional experience nestled in the small town of Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, and also
now in
Pottsville, Pennsylvania. More to come on that in just a second. They provide high quality tattoos and piercings in a relaxed, professional, and sterile environment. Got a chance to go in and see the Pottsville location during Brewfest. Got to meet Watson's sister, I believe, and her husband who helped run the Pottsville shop. It's awesome. It brings the same feel as the Pine Grove location, the awesome art on the wall, very welcoming, awesome, very, very excited for that location to see what more comes of it. But definitely go check them out in the Pottsville and Pine Grove locations. And then we also want to thank our Patreon supporters. So we have Patreon right now. It's just general support. If you want to do $1 or $5, they're the two tiers we have. If you want to do make your own price, it is a monthly thing. It's very much appreciated to help us grow and continue to do this. So we want to thank Tommy B, the Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, Hireth in Other Words Podcast, Jay, and Austin Blackwell. So thank you all for your support. If you would like to join us on Patreon, you're more than welcome to do so. Also, we just updated our Linktree. So if you have a chance to go over to links below, the Linktree will send you everywhere this podcast is played or heard. So if you're watching this on Facebook and you enjoy it, and this is something most people consume this on Facebook. But I'm going to be honest, when it comes to Facebook support and what Facebook puts out there and tries to help you grow, it's not helpful. Facebook is not the place to be. So if you are on other platforms, if you use Twitter, if you use Instagram, if you have a YouTube account, if you have a Spotify or an Apple or any of those other things, find us and subscribe because it helps us grow. The more people who are subscribed, it puts us in different categories for more people to be seen. And then we don't have to pay the man to make us more popular. Word of mouth and that support is very, 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 very helpful. So if you do use any of those platforms, definitely search Bangin' Beers Podcast and the IWEP Network and give us a follow. We're very close to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, which would put us in a category where we can get monetized. So that would be super helpful as well. And share those links out. That would be awesome. But the Linktree also just added a donation tab. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I like what they do, you can do $1, $5, $10, make your own price, even if it's $1. If 100 people watch this and they all give us $1, we can go out and buy another set of stickers and give away to people because that's pretty much what our money goes to. Yep. Or you're buying us a beer because you're good people. But that is the housekeeping stuff. That's done. Gentlemen, we are freshly off of Schuylkill County Brewfest this year, which was an amazing event. We were there for the VIP. You were there for VIP. I thought initially you weren't going to be there for VIP.
I had to leave for a graduation. So I was there till like
I don't remember you leaving.
A little after 3, I just kind of vanished.
Well, before we start going into this, our first beer today is going to be Third Orbit Hazy Triple IPA from New Trail Brewing Company. There it is. There's that noise for you.
Third Orbit, triple New England IPA from New Trail Brewing of Williamsport, PA.
Yeah, you got to pour that up.
Comes in at 10.5%. It's been checked in 2,545 times and averages a score of 4.25. I have 18 friend check-ins that average of 4.34. Third Orbit is brewed for our annual celebration of the Assured Trip Around the Sun.
Holy fuck, this is a 10.5.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Celestially hopped with Talus, Cashmere, Citra, and Mosaic. Expect lush tropics backed by candied citrus. Flavor profile is hazy, citrus, fruity, full, and sweet.
Yeah. Well, when you're hungover, your first beer of the podcast should be a 10.5, I guess, right? I didn't even know that. So we have a few beers that we were going to do a fridge clean out. Andy couldn't make it today, and we were trying to see if we could fill the other two chairs, but you know, it is last minute. It's tough to do that. So we're just us three today. So we're only going to do a handful of beers, but we do have a whole bunch more. We're going to see how we feel. Maybe record a bonus episode to see, you know, but we do have some more that we have to do another fridge clean out before we get back into what we want to start doing for the show. We have a lot of cool stuff lined up. We want to do more shootouts. Andy just got some more seltzers for another seltzer shootout. And, just a quick spoiler alert. We might have a king of new seltzers. Mike's hard seltzers are unbelievable.
Are they?
They are really good. So spoiler alert for a future episode. We just had those. They were awesome. Really. It's like juice. It's like drinking juice. They're really good. But yeah, we're going to drink some beers today. Not so much go over scores anymore. I know if you're a long-time listener, we would tell you the exact scores. We'll still tell you about the beer a little bit, but this is more just like we're going to try to bring those conversations down more. And today is going to be more or less about the Schuylkill County Brew Fest. But so we show up, got there at a good time. Not really, no line. Everybody was already in for me anyway, for the most part.
I got in pretty quick too.
They had enough people working the front that you were in right away. There was really no holdup, no line, no, just you were there, you're in. Which was
good. I think Andy came in with us. We were probably like in the first 100 people in the gate.
Yeah. Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah, and also I think it came out in like May.
Yeah.
So for a hazy triple to sit from May till.
Yeah, some of these beers August. Are going to be a little older because they got a.
Yeah, there's nothing that has not aged badly. That's, yeah,
that doesn't drink like a ten and a half either.
No, not
that's
at
terrifying.
All.
That's terrifyingly deceptive.
It's like a small amount on the back end, but not enough to scream 10.5%.
No. Oh no, that's if you're not watching yourself, this is brain damage territory. Yeah.
Ron's big Cheesefoot's definitely into those smoogie seltzers. He loves them. They said they're the truth. I don't know, man. This is Mike's hard seltzers. We had some good seltzers during Brewfest too that were really, really good.
I know
there was one from Cunningham.
But Cunningham had a grapefruit one.
Catman had a good grapefruit one.
I'm not sure if I did there. I know I did Cunningham, so I'll have to scroll back.
Yeah, let's so we get there. Pretty much, did you guys have anything to drink before I got there?
The only thing we had before was the first thing that we made you drink.
Oh, okay.
The mango one, yeah.
Yeah. So our first stop of the day was over to Revere. Revere, who is on our table here for their vanilla porter. Very cool owner and his wife, correct?
Right.
I'm terrible with names, so if I don't say your name properly. That was
Don.
Okay. He gave us a 50% off a flighter, I think it was, a little card. I'm hammered. I just had so much stuff in my pocket, like stickers. I'm like, I don't know what all this is. But Revere, a sleeper place in Tamaqua. I think more people should know about it. They make great beers. I started my day off with a mango jalapeno. It was good. The jalapeno taste was there. The mango was definitely there, but it wasn't like the heat. There was a great balance between jalapeno, mango, and heat. Like it wasn't super hot.
Yeah, it wasn't overbearing with the heat. Like it was a good amount, and then the mango cut through, and it was refreshing. Like I thought it was refreshing for a hot day.
I enjoyed it a lot.
And they had the vanilla porter there on tap as well, right?
Yes.
That was their two they brought?
Yeah. They brought four, but they switched out at...
No, that's my bad.
They switched out at one point during the day. Or when one's kicked, they had two others lined up, which was what, the blueberry wheat?
Blueberry wheat, and the other... I don't think they ever got to the last one.
I didn't try the blueberry. I'm trying to... Oh, there goes our kick pad. That's my Camp Leapfrog kick pad from Frog Sport. I'm just pulling up the Schuylkill County Brew Fest... event to kind of give myself a memory of who was all there.
When we started, the Brewfest wasn't up as a venue. If it did, I'll go back and change all my entries. But so as a default, I logged everything I had from City Hall.
I did the same.
I said I gave every. I tagged everything at Pilgrim Brewing Company. Yeah, I gave them all the tags. So that was the first one. I think trying to go chronological order throughout the day is going to get real hazy for me.
At a point, yeah. Now we hit up, what was it, Vincent?
The Vincent Homebrew?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Homebrew out of Lehigh.
That was good. Horsemen.
Yep.
And I remember that because I, not so much Metallica reference, I was the wrestling fan.
With the wrestling reference. And he's like, actually Metallica, but they both were.
Yeah. But they were cool, man.
Yeah.
They had
they were.
That was a good beer.
It was.
It was a really good beer. And it's awesome because, oh, I know we've probably said this a few times on the podcast and I'm repeating myself, but like this Brewfest was started by a homebrewer. You know what I mean? Like they were homebrewing out of their garage, going around making great connections. Now they have their own location on the same street that they now run the Brewfest out of. So like when you see a thing like Vincent, where they look professional, they had the banner, they had the nice shirts, they had like a nice setup. I was like, they look good. Like they look, you wouldn't tell that they were a homebrewer amongst everybody else who was there, you know? And you never know where a home brewer can take you. Like they can be their own pour location one day, and now we're knowing them at the ground floor, which is awesome, which is a cool thing about this craft beer world. But yeah, very big fan of them. If they are listening, or if they listen to us back, we're definitely open to have you guys come on the show because your beer was good.
Yeah,
yeah. Anything? Just help me out here if you remember where we went next.
CNC was next because we just kind of went down the line. They had the lemon peppermint.
Oh, the apple, the notorious PIE?
They had the apple one.
I ended up hanging at Revere a little bit longer than you guys. You guys, I lost sight of you for a little bit. So our little group kept going down the same side until we saw you. And then we were
zigzagging.
Yeah.
So I actually ended up at Cunningham next.
Yeah, Cunningham was great.
Yeah, they were good too.
They had their jalapeno on.
Yep.
A lot of jalapeno beers that day.
Yeah, because CNC had one too.
Yeah, jalapeno. And this is not a knock.
Right here. Yeah. I had theirs too.
Yeah, lot of people brought jalapeno. A lot of people had some mangoes. A lot of mangoes there. And what was the other one that was used a lot that day? There's another style or another flavor adjunct that was there a lot. It was jalapeno, mango, and
raspberry?
No.
Because there were a couple raspberries I remember seeing.
Maybe I'm having a brain fart now, but there was more than enough of jalapeno and mango beers. It was like I got to certain stands. I was like, man, this is like my fourth one. I can't do anymore. I was like, I gotta take a break. But Cunningham was awesome. Very excited. I don't know. I mean, it's a public thing. They told us, but like they told everyone at the Brewfest. But my favorite is the Grape IPA they made a long time ago, and they said it's coming back.
Yep.
And not only is it coming back, it's getting canned. Because Cunningham's making some cans now, which is exciting. A big fan of the brewery. What was the other one that Cunningham had? It was a mango one.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Cunningham had a mango, I believe. Or it was a seltzer.
That might have been a seltzer.
That was really good. I think I double dipped on that one twice. We should have took pictures of everyone. I should have went around and took pictures of everyone.
I'm looking boards. To see if there are boards in the background.
I'm an idiot. I always like think of this stuff after we're gone.
I hit them once on the way up and again on the way down.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what they had. Yeah, but they had something because I stayed away from the jalapeno because I've had their jalapeno before.
Yeah, I didn't have theirs because I had it prior. I tried the jalapeno.
They had an IPA too. The IPA was good.
I tried the IPA at theirs.
Yeah, I'm a fan of their brewing company. We were supposed to do an episode there, but then the pandemic happened, and it was just hard to get everybody. So hopefully now that we're getting... Well, I mean, I know there's another
variant.
Super strain coming, but so I don't know if that's going to slow us down again. But we'll see. We just make sure everyone's comfortable. You know what I mean? I know, personally, I'm vaccinated. You know what I mean? But I don't want to make somebody uncomfortable, put anybody at risk, or spread anything. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do it the right way. No luck?
I did come up with it. One kicked and they have the name crossed out, so I don't know what it was. So they had the jalapeno lager, the grapefruit seltzer, and Better Together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Better Together was awesome.
That was really good.
And then, I can't tell what the other one is because they put tape over the name when it kicked.
Oh, it was a Shandy, I think. Is it a Shandy? I don't know. Better Together was really good, though. They were both good. Grapefruit and seltzer were really good. Where do we go? CNC. So
yeah, CNC. They had a
pepper. They had a seltzer. They had a
lemon peppermint.
Yeah. Wheat beer.
It was really good.
I didn't go near that.
Which apparently is a drink they make in like the Baltimore, Maryland area.
I was really surprised. I. that was a lot better than I expected it was going to be. I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, the apple pie one was awesome. The Notorious PIE, that was really good. They're out of Baltimore, and they said if we did a trip to the Guinness Brewing Company, they're about 20 minutes from there. So that would be a double stop for us, that they're in the same, they're in the same reach, you know. Yeah, but the pie, and there was something else there. I think they had like an IPA or something. It was really good. I just remember I tried someone's apple pie glass, and then I went and got the other one because I stayed away from the pepper one. I just remember. That's all I remember. I have no details. I have a very. Everyone's looking at their phones.
Yeah, they had the peppermint lemon one was called the Charm City Sipper.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a jalapeno pale ale called the Boss, the Notorious PIE, and then they had a West Coast IPA.
That's what I got. What was that one? Oh, it was just called the West Coast IPA.
Yeah, because that's they. I guess that like how everyone names their series where they just put a beer out and then it's like a number and then a name.
Yeah, that's the one I had. I had the West Coast IPA. That was really good. Then there was a business, I believe, in between there.
Then we hopped across and went to Seven Sirens.
Yeah. Seven Sirens. I'm drawing a blank.
They're from down like Allentown.
I know. I'm drawing a blank of what they brought.
I had their wheat beer. Called Turtle Bird.
Yeah, I know I had that one. Yeah.
Seven Signs was right next to Tattered Flag, right?
Yeah.
Because that's when we met our buddy and his wife. They were kind of nutty.
Yeah.
They were cool.
Yeah.
He was a serviceman, and I was at Tattered Flag, and he was like, oh, you guys are a veteran-owned thing. I didn't know this. The owner of Tattered Flag is actually deployed right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's currently deployed. And so the owner is currently not even there. He's doing his thing. He's military thing. So thank you for your service once again to the gentleman we met, as well as the owner of Tattered Flag out there, you know, defending the country. Is this Seven Sirens?
Yeah, Seven Sirens. They had a Turtle Bird, which was a fruited wheat. Hands Free Satchel, which was a hazy IPA,
and
D's Nuts, which I believe was a brown.
Brown ale. I know Andy had the brown ale. I got the Turtle Bird.
Yeah, I had the hazy.
I had the Turtle Bird and the Satchel.
And then right next to it, I feel bad because their brewery I truly, truly, truly love. But what they brought, this is the other adjunct I just remembered now.
Coconut. I tried it.
I did too.
I did a small pour because I don't like
it. The coconut was there, but it didn't bother me. Creamy and banana-y.
Yeah. Yep.
A Tattered Flag.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I had the banana one too.
Yeah. That was that was the other adjunct that I was like, oh, I'm staying away from some of these.
Yeah, because it was the should have put them in custardy.
Cuttered. Yeah. It was the coconut banana milkshake or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. And then the other one was
banana coconut ice cream Sammy.
Yeah. The other one was a milkshake. The other one was a Top Gun reference.
Yep. Yeah. Because I was inverted.
Yeah, that was good too. They're both good beers. Very good. See, here's like with the Brewfest, and this is not like a knock at Tattered Flag. I think it's almost like a compliment. Is that they're a beer I have so much of. Like I seek out Tattered Flag.
Yep.
And I enjoy them so much. So when I see them at a Brewfest, I'm like, oh, I kind of know what to expect here. So I don't spend a lot of time there.
I had the Because I Was Inverted before, so I just did the other one.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't want to hop over them because I like them.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I definitely had a little bit of the rapport, but I didn't stay and talk very long. I did talk a little bit there, but I didn't like stay and try everything and really go into depth because they're a brewery that I see very highly. So I just kind of like, hey, thanks, and I just dipped, you know. But I love Tattered Flag. They're great at what they do. Someone was next. Who was next to them? Was that the North?
Next was Downriver.
Downriver, McCall, the North. They were all together in there. Yeah.
We got to meet the owner, McCall. Super sweet. She's awesome. They had their series Hitting Dingers, which I'm a huge fan of that series. They pretty much said we can come down and do an episode whenever we want. But I would love to add the Beer You Are guys to that episode because that's like their neck of the woods and. I would love to incorporate them. I don't know if they're tuned in here, but if you love beer podcasts, definitely check out Beer You Are. They're great. They're out of the Allentown area, but McCall was awesome. They had Hitting Dingers and they had.
Well, I have the Downriver guys up here.
What the Downriver have?
For the VIP, they had Gemini's Passion,
that was good.
Green tea, passion fruit, and papaya. And then they had a Black Eclipse, which was a black currant and rose hip sour. And then for the general admission, it was the Jolly Dragon and Hazy Rapids.
I think I got the Hazy Rapids.
I got the the green tea one, and the Jolly Dragon I got too.
I had that and the Gemini's Passion as well, yeah.
Here's a question. I'll just run it by you guys, see how you feel about it, because I'm kind of just mulling over as I think about it. How would you feel if, like, during the VIP time, the only thing they had kicked tapped was the VIP beers? Because, like, I didn't even realize which ones were VIP and which ones weren't, because they just gave us a selection of all of them.
Yeah.
So you walk up and kind of like, I want to try this one because it sounds the best. But if I would have known, like, this one's going to be gone in an hour, maybe only have your VIP stuff
either
on deck. Or maybe...
But I don't think all of them did it, though. I think there were only a handful that just had certain ones.
Maybe market. Like, if you're part of the VIP experience, maybe be like, hey, guys, I know you're, like, for the first hour, and I'm not putting this on this brewery, but I'm just saying in general, like, if you're part of that type of event or you're coming to this type of thing, it's like, hey, you're paying the extra money for beers that no one else is getting. Like, I know you want to try this, but, like, we have all day, come back to us, but this is the one that we're bringing for VIP. Like, kind of be like, this is the one that's geared for you guys.
I mean, that was pretty obvious, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm drunk. So. Yeah, I was drunk by that. I'm not drunk, but
I mean, but they weren't all that obvious by any means.
I mean, listen, I completely forgot about it, and it's clearly written on that piece of paper that said VIP.
Or even if they do, like, or even if when you go in, they do a different color wristband for the VIPs.
Oh,
and then
when
you show up, then they can say, oh, okay. Yeah. So here's another menu.
I literally said all that dumb shit, and Bob showed me a photo of the lovely lady standing behind the thing that says clearly it's pointing at these two that say are VIP.
They weren't all that clear.
There were some. There was like a line, and you didn't know what the line necessarily meant.
I also just have extreme anxiety if you want to pour that one then. When I'm go up to a brewery because I want to taste their beer, but I'm also wearing that I'm representing a beer podcast, and then I'm just like, I'm afraid to taste this in front of them because what if I don't like it? So I have that panic attack. So then I kind of
Go ahead. I'll just take the picture.
You're good. Yeah. So what was out of those that you guys liked?
I enjoyed the Jolly. Well, I liked both of the ones I had. The Jolly Dragon was definitely a beach beer.
Yeah.
What was that? Lemonade, strawberries, and there was something else in it.
I think Jolly Ranchers. I think they threw in there too when they were.
I had a sip of that one. I didn't have a full pour of it. This is where things get hazy for me. I don't remember much after. Like, I just remember certain like key points. But at this point, the crowd's popping.
Yeah,
everyone's stopping, talking to us. We're socializing. We're doing socializing as well as meeting people. And this is at the top part of the day where we get closer to our buddies, the North.
Yes.
The North. Very, very happy to finally meet them in person, see their amazing faces.
Yep.
All of them are beautiful. Those Pit Vipers, that did it for me. They were that was a sexy man in those Pit Vipers.
Yep.
We need Bangin' Beer's Pit Vipers.
Yeah, hey, like let's find a person.
I think they're like $90 a glass, though. Glasses, they're super expensive, but... If you want to sponsor us, Pit Vipers, that'd be great.
It would be very odd if out of any possible sponsor, they're like,
yeah, we fucking like you guys.
Yeah. But we actually have a member here of the North with us.
We have the little, there he is.
The False Prophet.
The False Prophet. Yeah, super cool. They brought some stouts, not a huge, but that's their thing.
And they took a swing. Which is nice that they didn't play it safe and be like, oh, I'm not going to bring a stout. They're like,
fuck
it, let's bring stouts.
But they brought, what was it, a wheat beer? The lemon?
Wolves with Limes, which was a wheat beer. That was really good.
That was awesome.
That was really good.
That was like an all-dayer. I would have,
yeah.
Did they have the hot pepper one, too?
Oh, they had the...
God Complex.
Yeah, God Complex.
That's the other one I had.
That was good.
That was like drinking lava. Not like lava, but it was...
But yeah.
I remember I talked a girl into drinking it, and she looked at me and goes, why would you do this to me? Because it was hot. Like, yeah, it was a...
I liked that one.
Yeah, I liked it, too.
If you're not into hot things, it's going to get you.
Yeah.
Because I'm not good with hot things, and I was like, it tasted good. I tell you this. Didn't taste like coffee.
Nope.
Did not taste like coffee.
And then they also had Furiosa, which was a coffee stout.
Yeah.
And then trying to think of what they're...
I think only the three.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then right next to them was the Pilgrim. And they had... If you could have went in the brewery and got anything you wanted, but they had the Cool Sour Idea number 2.
Yep.
And they had the Mexican Lager.
Last week, yeah.
And the Mexican lager was really good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I may be sounding like I'm playing for the home team here, but that Mexican lager was in my glass maybe about 4 times that day. Every time I'd make like a trip, I would be like, throw some Mexican lager in there. That was like my walking beer in between breweries. And I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yingling, we skipped them. They were there. They had Flight Mango.
And Mango, yeah.
And we made our petition. We said, hey, bring back Buck.
And Can's Special Chetty.
And Can Special Chetty. Yeah. And then we walked away. Like, thank you. See you later. Love Yingling.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, last Brewfest, all I drank was Chetty because I was stuck at the table. So Yingling, me and Yingling are all right. But I would have brought Chetty to the Brewfest.
Yeah.
They had it there last year.
Or at least brought a half a Special Chetty.
A little bit, yeah.
They still had one.
Yeah. That would have the Special Chetty would have went over very well at that Brewfest.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too.
That would have been a good way to gauge for release,
yeah.
I think, too, because there were people that came in from, like, not here.
Yeah, they brought Mango and they brought Flight, and yeah. I think everyone has tried those beers.
Yes.
Right? I think it's very safe to say. But, yeah, they're not terrible. I mean, I know Andy's not a huge fan of the Mango, but
no.
It's to each their own, but I would have brought the Special Chetty.
Yeah.
Or a Chetty.
Yeah.
I think definitely in the craft beer world, Yingling, the lager and the Chetty are what people... And I think the Flight's really popular amongst...
Yeah, it
like,
is.
Because it's like, I don't want to say that... I call them dirt beers, but I don't mean it in a derogatory way. But they're like the go-tos, like the PBRs and the...
It's a more flavorful choice for
light
beer.
It's like an all-dayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's cheap. You can get a lot of it for a small quantity. It still has a lot of flavor, and you can go all day with them. They're not wrong with a Flight. I said when it first came out, I said, this is going to be a banger.
Yep.
Yeah. Said it right here on the show, so mark it down. who were we at after that?
Actually, I have the next beer up. I went off the page, so I don't have the...
Oh, yeah, let's read the next one. Sorry.
Creatures of Magic.
This is a great can. This is coming off the can, but if I can get it off.
New England IPA from the Burlington Beer Company of Williston, Vermont. It comes in at 6.5%. It's been checked in 17,000 times, averages of 4.08. I have 36 friend check-ins at averages of 4.13. Creatures of Magic is a New England-style IPA brewed with Mosaic, Simcoe, and Euconaut to provide flavors and aromas of melon, blueberry, citrus zest, and pine needles.
Euconaut, kind of like a Kryptonaut.
Yes.
Kryptonaut podcast, check them out too.
With more than 20% of the grist bill comprised of oat malt and flaked oats for an extra creamy body. Flavor profile is smooth, hoppy, tropical, crushable. I didn't know crushable was a flavor. And soft.
Not much of flavor, but definitely it's going to describe what you're going through here. This can is unbelievable. It's got a little Cthulhu on it. It's got some... Got some Pegasus.
I love all their labels.
Got some unicorns and Pegasus. It got some dragons. It got a Sphinx. It's got a gnome or elf, whatever you want. And it's got some Bigfoot on there. So, obviously, Truth Behind Illusion. Yeah. Hopefully, if things work out in my personal life, that show will be coming back. But this is a great, great beer with a great can art. So, let's see what we got here. What was this ranked at as a ABV?
6.5.
Yeah, I'm with it. And you have another one of the from this brewery coming up on a future show as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their 7th anniversary. It's a septuple dry hopped triple IPA.
Septuple.
Septuple. Yeah.
What's the ABV on that?
11.
Holy Hannah. Yeah, I dig that. That's a good beer. I would drink those. I would drink one of those.
Everything I've had off of them I've liked.
Is this
absolutely.
Is this more of a like one-off beer for them, Creatures of Magic?
I'm not sure if it's a staple or it might be a seasonal or something.
It's been checked in 17,000 times, yeah. So it's got some time on the clock.
Yeah. I hope this is something you can buy more of because this is something I would definitely go... I mean, the can art alone will get me back, but that's a good beer.
I know. I think we've gotten it in at least twice. So,
yeah,
if that's a gauge for...
And when you say we got it in at the for people who for your first time listening
at the craft house,
the craft house, and mine as well, yeah. All right, sorry guys, been missing you in the chat here. Dan says I'm in California. Ron and Dan were chatting up a little bit. Ron also said fridge cleanout day. Yep, that's what we're trying here, getting a little cleanout done. But what was another stop we made here on our travels of me being cross-faded.
I kind of checked out of checking in at when we
I did one check-in. I was like, I can't do this all day.
I had a big drop-off. I got every one.
You're a psycho, Bob. You're a hero among men.
So where do we leave off at the north?
Oh, they have a so if you go and order anything from the Untappd store right now, this is just a highlight I just got. You get if you unlocked a promo to win a free Untappd koozie with any purchase of $5 or more at the Untappd store.
So after the north, I have the Mexican lager from Pilgrim, and then my next stop was next door, Robin Hood.
Yeah, I didn't have any.
I got.
I had their the Hazy Valley at New England IPA.
I didn't have any Robin Hood. I feel bad.
I think I might have got this. I got the Hazy Valley because they brought that, and they brought the one that they did with Pilgrim.
I had that one at the brewery, I didn't drink it at the fest.
Yeah, because they brought the their collab with Pilgrim. They brought that, and they brought a New England.
Both of those had what in it?
Coconut.
Yeah, I was like.
But the collab wasn't bad. Like, I didn't get enough coconut off of that.
Yeah, I enjoyed the collab, but when I seen the other one that it was, and I said, "How strong is the coconut?" He goes, "It's there." And I said, "I'm gonna swing over to Rotunda."
That is where we went.
Yeah. For the snow cone.
Yeah.
That's the one I had there on the first trip up was candy snow cone.
Nothing against Robin Hood. I had the collaboration.
I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do. That's a good photo. Can you save those photos or that's stuck on there?
I sent all of them to Andy today.
Oh, cool.
So he's supposedly going to put them on the Instagram for
Perfect.
Us.
Perfect. Let me see that real quick. I'm looking good in that. Look at that green shirt.
Everybody had a podcast shirt on at some kind, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
I love this. This brewery is just hands down just good people. This is another brewery I double dipped at. I had the snow cone, which went quick.
Yeah.
I put my chip in the north.
I did too.
I put my chip in the north. Even though the beer that was on their thing was not something I drank. I'm not gonna lie.
I put my chip in for the snow cone.
If I would have just held on to that snow that little bit longer, if I would have legit voted for a beer that day, it would have been Rotunda Snow Cone. It was a really good beer.
But to be fair, it was a hard choice through all of them.
Yes.
I think there wasn't like one that I was like,
The beer that won, I didn't try. I didn't try it.
I had it on the way back down. It was good.
I tried that one. I tried the other one that they had.
It was too hot, and I was just not about drinking peanut butter in that heat. Yeah, but we'll get to there. But yeah, Rotunda, and then they had another one they've had before, the peach one, which is a fantastic beer. I'm a big fan of peach-flavored stuff, and that one was really good. Yeah.
So the next one I have up after Rotunda was Mount Gretna.
Mount Gretna. What do they have?
I got their hemp ale.
Oh, the hemp ale. Yeah. Yep, I had that. Yeah. That was good.
I had the Pils Myra, which is a Pilsner, which I assume the take on the name is because it's close to Palmyra, which is a local town down there.
But. Yeah. Yeah, that hemp one was cool.
Yeah,
it was a good beer.
Yeah, I skipped on that one.
It was not very hempy taste. There was,
no.
I mean, I didn't get much.
It was there, but not. Enough to be like super noticeable.
It was more hoppy than it was hempy.
Yep.
Yeah. Like sometimes you drink a beer and it's like you're drinking bong water. That was not it. It was tasty. What do we think of this Creatures of Magic? Did anything?
I liked it.
I like it. Yeah. That's another one actually where I see candied fruit and stuff like that. It's very rare that I can actually get those.
Like actually. Yeah.
All right, I'll get this next one cracked open. Is this a pull tab?
That is a pull tab bottle.
And this is from where? Japan?
Yep. Let me pull that one up.
That's fucking cool.
That is neat.
Dude, they do everything really cool over there. And that's plastic. The cap is plastic, and it's just wrapping paper, like really thick, like aluminum. So this is, Bob brought us a heater one time with some watermelon. I think I put them in front of you on the table. It's either on the table in front of you or it's on your chair. Because a lot of the stickers wet you bring. Ticket. Yeah, the wet ticket. I've been put. It might be under your mic stand. Hold on.
Oh, yep, right there.
Yep, there it is. When you bring stickers now, I try to incorporate them close to where you sit. And I've been putting a lot of the stickers on your chair, like the ones you bring. So, like, if we ever become a big thing, you're like, oh, that's Bob's seat.
Oh,
that's where Bob farts during the podcast.
Auction it off.
Yeah. The Bob chair. That smells like candy.
Mm-hmm.
This is not our first Japanese beer on the show, is it?
I'm not sure. I have another Japanese beer that I'll probably be able to save for a future episode, too. What makes that one unique is it's actually from Okinawa as opposed to Japan proper.
Oh, okay. And what is this? You done with photos? Watermelon lager. You want to read it off? You have it up?
Yeah, I have it up. So this is a watermelon lager from the Hokkaido Brewing Company of Japan. It's a fruit beer in at 5%. It's been checked in 148 times. I've actually had it before. I have one friend check in. It gets a 3.5 from them. Using Hokkaido watermelons, our brewmaster has created something truly special. Bright and crisp, perfect for a hot summer day. Flavor profile is fruity, sweet, watermelon, clean, and carbonated. And I got this at Sabatini's.
So, it does not drink like a lager at all.
No.
If you were to put this in my glass and just hand to me, I would almost, because of that carbonation, I would almost think it's a seltzer. Am I wrong? Am I crazy?
I don't know. I don't get any. It doesn't taste like a seltzer. At
I get.
All,
I definitely taste like the carbonation. The bubbly taste is definitely there for a little bit for me. But like a seltzer that doesn't have that TV static taste. I don't want to put that in that category. But you know how like a lot of breweries make the seltzers now, and it tastes almost like you're drinking more of a juice than a seltzer.
Yeah.
Like that's what I get out of this. But this is good. Could you drink them all day?
I could definitely session this for a while. I don't know about all day.
Yeah, I don't.
Because while I think it's delicious, it is a little bit on the sweet side.
Yes.
And that might drag me down after so long.
Mm-hmm. I think after like two, I would have to switch to something else. And then maybe I'd go back to it like off and on, like two of this and then one of something else, then back to this.
Where do we rank this with Wet Ticket?
I still think Wet Ticket's the king.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie, though. For a watermelon taste, it's close.
That's good. Yep. Yeah.
It's pretty close.
This will probably be my second favorite watermelon beer. The last time I had this, I gave it a 4. I'm sticking with that today.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, literally, like, it tastes like legit watermelon. Like, that's really good. Good for you, Japan. Go, Japan. If they fucking... So like us on social media, that'd make my day. We're internationally known.
Make a trip to Japan,
dude. If they just listen to this and we get one listener in Japan, that'd be sick. I looked at our stats. I think Alaska, which I think I'm pretty sure if he listened to a podcast, he listened to it when he was in Alaska, which is kind of dope. But we're almost currently just exclusive to America right now. Just like our listener wise.
Yeah.
Very heavily in Pottsville. We have a lot of Pottsville showing us a lot of love. But yeah, if we can get a little 1% in Japan, that'd be cool.
I keep hoping for some minute because every day that we do a show, when I post my breakfast drink, I put on there that we're doing the show today.
Can you?
And every beer that I do from the podcast, I state that we're on the show now.
Can you put links on. On Untappd, will hyperlinks work? Like if you put a link in your description, if you click on it, will it take you to it?
I'm gonna say there might be a way because there's a badge that you can get for linking posts to social media. I really don't do any social media, so I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I mean,
unless
it would link all your posts to like your Twitter account, say, so whenever you check in, it will link it and post it on there.
No, what I'm saying is like, so if you're on Untappd and you go to my profile, in my description of my profile is our link tree. can you click on that, or do you have to physically? Because if people have to type it,
I'm pretty sure you can click on that. Yeah,
yeah. Because if people have to type that, they're not going to do it.
Because I have people that are my friends that like right there on their profile page, I can touch that and it'll take me to their Twitter, their Instagram, and
okay. So maybe before shows start, like I'll give you like the link to our YouTube, and then you could throw our YouTube link or our link tree in there. So when you make a post, like they can click on it and find us. Just strategy. We're talking strategy right here on the podcast. But yeah, that's a big thing because like Instagram does not do links.
Yeah.
Like you can't hyperlink stuff for people to click on. Like they want you to stay on their platform. They don't want you to leave. So they don't allow links. But if someone has to like physically remember that link, then type it out, then put it in their web browser, no one's doing that. Like just people are, once they're on their device, they're kind of, if you're not going to make it as easy as possible for me, I'm not going to do it. So that's just something to think about there. And if you're someone listening, obviously this is a cry for help. Please just go follow a link. Help us out here. We're trying our best. All right, where do we go to next here on this trip?
Let me get back in.
I'm trying to find a new profile picture. For some reason, they took my profile picture off.
After Mount Gretna, the next one I have is McCall.
What was the other one they brought besides hitting dingers?
The first one I had was called a Perfect Union. It was a pale ale.
That's it.
And I skipped on hitting dingers because we did that on the show before.
Well, that's a series. The raspberry one. We did the raspberry one we did on the show. But that's a series. They change that up every now and then.
After McCall, the next one I had was Snitz Creek. On the way up, I did the strawberry mango sour IPA.
See, so here's a funny thing with Snitz Creek, and I told the brewer this. So everyone was like, yo, did you go to the guy in the white van? And I go, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that was a strange-looking dispenser they had there.
Yeah.
They're like, go to the guy in the white van. He has really good beer. And I was just like, oh, it's like a home brewer who just like pouring beers out of his van. And then I walk by and I go, that's Snitz Creek. Like they had no canopy tent that said Snitz Creek. Yep. They had nothing. There was really no indication to know it was Snitz Creek unless you walked up on it. And it looked like a hand wash station. Like at a block party when you go to a hand wash station, that's what it looked like. There were these two big red plastic containers.
Yep.
And you wouldn't know it was Snitz Creek unless you walked up on it. Which, spoiler alert for the end of this episode, they fucking won.
Yep.
With no indication on who their brewery was. They won on their beer alone. And that's kind of a testament to them. Like,
yep.
They didn't. It makes me feel good that when I suck at promoting and putting my stuff over, like Snitz Creek showed up in a white van with no indications that they were Snitz Creek, brought two really good banging beers, and fucking won the whole contest. That's sick. Like, proud of them. I didn't have the peanut butter one.
I didn't either.
But everyone loved it.
I had that on the way back down.
Would it have gotten your vote over the snow cone?
No.
No?
I liked it, but I liked the snow cone better. And actually, to be honest, I don't remember them seeing it on the way. We'll come to them later down the list, but I believe it was the Powell Valley.
Okay.
The guy that had the Boilo beer. If I had that on the way up, because when we came back on the way down.
He should have been streaming that from the rooftops.
When we came back down, that's when I gave my chip to Rotunda, and he was like two or three down from Rotunda. So that would have been my beer of the day.
Yeah. But I got to try the mango strawberry from Snitz Creek. And listen, if there's a place in our area that does flavor adjuncts really, really well, it's Snitz Creek. Yeah. I've had a pineapple upside down cake by them that was unbelievable. Their blueberry beer is still my favorite blueberry beer.
They have a cream ale.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually, on the way home from work Friday, I stopped at the Craft House. And that's one of the ones I picked up, the Snitz Creek Blueberry Cream Ale. I didn't try it yet, but
it's so good.
It's in the fridge.
It's so good. I thought Fathead's Blueberry was going to be my favorite blueberry beer until I had Snitz Creek Blueberry. So like, if there's a flavor profile that you like and you still want to feel like you're drinking a beer, you're not drinking fruit juice, Snitz Creek is your home run hitter. And very props to them for winning the Brewfest this year. So very proud of them. They do a great job. After Snitz Creek was the
next one I have up is the 412 Brewery.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that's my man.
Yep.
He's the first professional wrestler to open up a beer, a brewery in Pennsylvania. And not only he brought a buddy with him who's from another brewery.
Bash Brews.
Bash Brews, and they also do a beer and wrestling podcast. Yep. I do not know the name of it. I have a sticker. Hold on. I'm going to give him service. Just talk about the beer real quick.
I know at 312 I did the I tried the Bash Brew one, the Marshmallow IPA.
I had the Petty Panda. It was a session IPA. I gave it a 4.1, so it was good stuff.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Marshmallow one, but at that point I had checked out of checking out. I just knew I wouldn't be able to keep up with that.
When I'm in Beer Fest mode, there's no commentary.
Yeah,
it's the just picture the and poof, and on to the next one.
But yeah, the Marshmallow was good, and I did a little digging before we went to try to see who was bringing what. So, and not everyone posted, but they were one of the ones that had posted what they were bringing. And as with CNC Brewing, they posted everything they were bringing, like the day before in four separate posts. They said, Mo, we're going to have this for you and this and this. So I knew they were going to have... So I was basically looking forward to that, to trying the Marshmallow IPA off of Bash Brews since Thursday, I think they posted it. And it was good. I liked it. Like, there was nothing extra on it except just marshmallow added.
Which one was that? Oh, we're still on
the Marshmallow IPA off of Bash Brews.
You know it's a good day if you leave everything in your pockets from the day before. You find it. Our DWTB podcast. That's what it's called. Or the Decay. Oh, Decayin'.
Decayin' with the Boys?
There it is. Decayin' with the Boys. That's what it is. Decayin' with the Boys is the abbreviation. But and that's Every Time I Die?
Yeah.
Yeah, Every Time I Die reference. So if you want to listen to another beer podcast, also they cover professional wrestling, Decayin' with the Boys. I'm going to actually add them to the table right now. All right, what was our next? Ooh, I think I know our next one.
After that, I have Lanahu.
Hell yeah.
So I had the Howley Red there. That was a lager.
Yeah, a raspberry lager.
Raspberry lager that tasted like a lager, a very, very light-bodied lager, but it tasted like you were drinking a raspberry Tootsie Pop. The best way I described it. Excellent beer. Don't know if it was in the contest, but if I would have made it that far without being guilt-tripped into my coin, that might have got beer for me the beer of the day.
Again, they're close by. That's not a far trip. And I'm not a big fan of the serve yourself setup, but all their beer is great, man. I go back anyways. I've been there more than once. make good beer, I'll be there.
Yeah, they're impressive. A lot of people, they had a big line too. They were doing really well. But that raspberry lager, it went quick. I think that was the one that went first for them because they only had that in cans, and that went real fast. That was a good lager.
And I know when I was walking back up through and saw people I knew, I told them to go try that.
Yeah, get it while you can because it's not going to be there long. Brewery wise, is that the end of the breweries?
No, there's more.
Brewery was?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
So after them, I have forgive me if I pronounce this wrong, but Fonstock and Bear.
Oh, yeah, they won the last Brewsgiving.
They did. Yeah, that was the other side of the road that we kind of passed when we kind of snuck over to Rotunda. Because Ben came over and started talking, and then I pulled everyone over to Rotunda, and we skipped like two or three people. That's where we skipped the Boilo beer and Fernstock, because they were right next to each other.
So, yeah, so I had the Lulo fruit there.
Yeah, I didn't have anything from them. I missed them. I'm going to add these boys real quick here.
After that, I think we got something to eat quick, and that's when I hit Snitz Creek the second time and had the peanut butter one.
Well, here's a quick thing. Not 100% sure exactly how it happened, but we are not, we're, you know, they very appreciative for letting us do it, or letting someone do it, or even if they did it, but Here Piggy Piggy Barbecue. If every time you went to go check out your food, right there on the window is a Bangin' Beers podcast sticker. So the fact that, like, I don't know if they listen. I don't know if someone just slapped it on there and they didn't know. And if they did, I apologize. But, like, the fact that it's there means a lot to us. Like, that you're kind of putting us over a little bit. And thank you. Thank you. And they make great food at Here Piggy.
I've been there before.
Yeah, I pretty much went up and said thank you for showing us love and having that sticker there. Also, in that trip there, did you try the moonshine? That was there?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. I tried that towards the end of the day, and I was like, don't do this. This is going to fucking ruin your day. And they had a peach moonshine. I do not remember where they're from. Maybe, is it on the list of things here? I already lost it. There was a moonshine place. They're local. They're from around here. But they had a ton of different moonshine flavors.
That wasn't the place in Schuylkillhaven, was it?
No. I'm not sure where they're from, but they had a peach moonshine. It was really good. There was like no burn. You know how when you take like a shot of whiskey or moonshine, it's like it kind of kicks your ass on the way down. It was like you're drinking juice, but it was moonshine. It was unbelievable. It was really, really good. And they were right next to another good friend of ours from the podcast, Loki and Layla Candles. They just added a whole bunch of cool stuff. They added like beard wash and body lotions and all this really cool stuff. So go support Loki and Layla. Did you try the moonshine next to Loki and Layla Candles?
I did not.
Oh, they were so good. I was like, stay away from it, Tony. You're going to take your pants off.
That's kind of why I stayed away.
Well, I tried it.
I knew I had somewhere else to be and that it wouldn't have ended well.
Yeah, I tried one and I was like, this is delicious. Absolutely delicious. I have to find out who that is.
So after that, the next one I have up was it Catman. I had the Mozango there, which see if we can see what else they had on. They had the Triple Berry Sourpuss, Blackberry Peach Sourpuss, the Mozango IPA, Passion Fruit Seltzer, and a Tangerine Blood Orange Seltzer. So I did the Mozango.
Yeah. I didn't have anything from them. Sorry, I just got a message. I'm trying to find that other podcast to follow them real quick. I'm having some issues.
I found them this morning, and I liked them on Facebook because with the intention of going back and...
The wrestling beer one?
Yeah.
I'm not finding them on my podcast app. Maybe they're on... Did you find them on Facebook?
Yeah.
All right, I'll try that.
Yeah, maybe I found them on there, and I think they had a link tree.
Yeah, they have a link. Hopefully that's what I'm looking for. Do they do it by their abbreviation or by actually decaying with the boys?
I think decaying WTB.
We'll find it. Bob, you can keep going.
Right, so after Catman, the next one I had up was at Powell's Valley Farm Brewery, where they did the Boilo-based beer. Was called Shoveling Snow in July. He classified it as a English brown ale. That was a 15% by volume. And that was another one too, where, that ABV was invisible. They went down so easy. That was another one that was brain damage territory there. If you don't watch yourself.
I found it here. Yeah. All right. So there's a Spotify link. Yeah, that was, see, I thought it tasted boozy. That's just me, though. But it tasted like Boilo. At first, it was a darker beer. I was like, I'm not going to get in it. I'm not going to be into this at all. And then I tried it, and it was unbelievable. I really, really enjoyed it. So decaying, so DECAYINWTB on Instagram, as well as Facebook. You can check them out there. Decaying with the Boys. Actually, it's Decaying with the Boys fully typed out on Facebook. And then they have a link, a hyperlink to take you to Spotify to listen to them. So if you want to go show them some support, tell them we sent you. Good people there. But yeah, that boil. What was the other one they had beside the Boilo one?
I can't remember. I didn't try the other one. Unfortunately, their board did not make it into the picture.
Yeah, it was good though. I really, really enjoyed that Boilo beer. The But when we say a boilo beer, it was more of a traditional style boilo. It had like the orange and the brown sugar and stuff to it, to me anyway.
Like probably, what, orange, cinnamon?
Yeah. Caraway.
Yeah, caraway.
Yeah. After them, I double tapped on Downriver again. I had the Hazy Rapids on the way back down. And then the Sharp Mountain Cider Works, they're home brewers.
I didn't try them. The ciders. Yeah, I did have the cider. They had a jalapeno one. That's the one I had. But the first one I had was a farmhouse, and it was like drinking apple juice. It was really good.
That's I thought the jalapeno cider was phenomenal. I love that. I gave that a 4.7.
Nice. 4.7.
Yeah. I thought it was fantastic.
They want to be on the show, so that's some of that's on the list of people who we want to get. He kind of gave me some shit. He's like, you told me I was going to be on your fucking podcast, and you fucking never had me. I was like, dude, COVID happened. He's like, I don't care. I want to be on your fucking show. So they're in the list. They want to come podcast with us. So we want to do some stuff with them.
So after them, the next one on my list, we hit Country Club Brewing. I had the Salty Caramel Cookie Stout.
Oh, Mark Eggers joining us. He said that Boilo Brown Ale sounds amazing. It was really good. And then he goes, I got a fridge full of Smoogie seltzers right now. That's all. Mark, we got to have you on soon, my guy. But go ahead. I hate that. Don't like that at all.
After that, I hit Seven Sirens for the second time. And back to Revere for the blueberry. Back to Cunningham the second time where I had the seltzer. Three Phase, I had the B-more with maple syrup.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I had that one.
By this point, I'm a blur. I don't even know what's happening.
And then after them, that's when we hit C&C. I had the West Coast IPA, the widget. I know I had more than one there. We must have left and came back. Because my next one is Back to the North for Wolves with Lime.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was really good.
Then I went back to Fonstock. Andy kept telling me I had to try the New Zealand Pilsner, so I went there next, and I got one of those before it kicked. And actually, I might have actually got the last one before it kicked.
Oh, shit.
Then back to Country Club, where I had the Putter Putter Peanut Butter Stout.
Nice.
That was pretty good, too. Back to Robin Hood for Paradise Blues.
How was that? Was the coconut strong?
I don't have any commentary in it. I gave it a 4. next was went to a Highway Manor, and I had some Mr. Apricot. The Mr. series are all fruited sours. Back to 412, and I had the Heffrey Lebowski.
But
that was my last beer of the day then.
So we just poured the 5-Pine Chocolate Porter from Three Creeks Brewing Company. It's a porter, American style. It's 6.2 ABV. It is, I checked it in. It's a porter. It's darker. It's chocolate. I get coffee. It's nothing against your beer. I'm sure it's amazing. They're better judges of these types of beers than I am. But it averages 12. It has 12,000 check-ins. Is an average of 3.76. So it's right on the cusp of a four overall beer. What do you guys think? Because I'm not a good judge of character on this.
First thing I get is it's sweet. There's a lot of chocolate. I get like a faint roasty coffee along the edges and on the finish. No complaints.
Yeah, same. It's good. I mean, depending on the weather, for obvious reasons.
Yeah,
with a little bit of like chocolate and the weight, but I like it.
We are going a little long here, so I'm just gonna get the next one poured and read this one off as well, and then we can get into our beer of the night. If you are watching, type in the chat. It's Sunday. What are you guys drinking? What are you into? If you were at Brewfest, what did you enjoy? Did you miss Brewfest this year? And why did you miss it? You messed up. What beers are you looking forward to? What is some stuff we should try in the show? What are some breweries that you're big fans of? Whatever, sound off in the chat. Let us know. If you are watching this back and not the replay, comment. Because another thing on Facebook, if you can help us grow, videos that have a lot of engagement when it comes to likes, shares. You guys are killing it today with the likes and the love. We truly appreciate that. Definitely do that, and then share it out. Let people know this exists. But comment later back, even if you're watching the replay. Some breweries, tag the breweries. Maybe it'll open up some doors for us, and we can go and do some episodes and have some fun things there. If you're listening this back later on audio only, definitely, because I know what I do. I listen to podcasts and I talk to myself in the car because I think I'm in the conversation with them. Or if you're on YouTube, just definitely share that love. Go follow us on all social medias. We are going to be active on Instagram and Twitter now. And you're going to see the rest of the team here posting on there, which is super exciting. But the last one we have here is going to be Hoptical Illusion, Blue Point Brewing Company, IPA American, 7% ABV. 27 friends have checked this in, gave it a 3.51, 102,000 check-ins for 3.59. The write-up here says, plenty of hops are added to this brew in 5 different ways, which allows the essence of the hop to burst through and give that signature resiny citrus flavor, our citrus-filled flavor, for which Hoptical Illusion is known. This award-winning IPA is a truly a hop lover's dream. This sounds like it's right up my alley, boys. What do we got here? That's interesting. It's hoppy, but it's like crispy, almost like...
Yeah, it's like a... Almost like an IPL or like...
Like an IPL or a Pilsner.
Yeah.
It drinks like a... It has that crispiness of a Pilsner, but it has a very hoppy body taste.
I get the definitely big hoppy, and then the pine and resin stuff kicks in underneath that.
Yeah.
But it's still...
That's good.
There's a little bit of maltiness in there yet, too. Yep.
I'm going to be honest. Everything that I actually gave a score to today, I did not protect the 4. I won't go through every score I gave, but I did not protect the 4 today. So I don't know what you guys did, but we'll find out. All right.
I think I protected it.
Did you?
Well, to be fair, I had Third Orbit and checked it in when it first came out, so that didn't protect the 4.
Mark said, I'm having a Yingling Oktoberfest after stopping at Black Rock earlier. I was at Black Rock on Friday, and I missed a peach beer, and I'm heartbroken over it. And then I went down to Pilgeroo because they had a peach beer. Gone. So both peach beers I fucking missed. Actually, right after Black Rock was there.
Do you say
they were at the end? They were the last brewery in the lineup.
When you went to order the peach and it was gone, did you say son of a peach instead of...
I should have. I threatened
to burn them. I didn't have anything by Black Rock because everything they had was kicked.
Really? Well, I will say this. I don't remember the gentleman's name, but he was slinging beer. Like, he was pulling the crowd in. Like, when you're at these places, you have to hustle. Like,
yep.
It's kind of like a pawn shop. You got to be like, yo, try this beer. Look what we got here. But he was all by himself down there as the only brewery. So it was just pretty much him, moonshine, and then vendors and food. So he was just down there by himself. And I told Bobby, I was like, dude, that guy needs a raise because he was killing it. He was all by himself down there. He had a huge line. He was putting shows on. He was
everyone that I had not had before was kicked.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't have anything from Black Rock.
I think Black Rock was one where I was like, I would have went down there and got like a pour just because I've had pretty much everything they had to offer so far. And I'm a fan of what they do at Black Rock. So yeah, but that guy did a great job. I forgot his name. What else we have here? I missed it because of work. Had Revere's Mango Jalapeno that played second last night though. Oh yeah, that was the first beer of the day was the Revere jalapeno mango, which is delicious. Probably have some stuff in the future works with.
If you're watching, Don, nothing but good reviews on that. That needs to be a regular down there.
Yes. So here's the thing too. We always say that we need feedback because it makes me feel good about myself that I'm not just screaming into the abyss. But that if you like that mango, you need to express that you like it. Because he even said, he goes, I don't think people are going to like this. He wouldn't even let you check it in on Untappd. He's like, don't, because I don't want it to be a stinker.
Well, I'm in pretty good with them. And not all of them, but almost all their beers that are listed on Untappd were entered by me.
Yeah.
And I asked him about letting me put it on because he said it wasn't listed yet. And that was his fear that it was going to be a bomb, and he didn't want it on if it was going to be a stinker.
Yeah,
and,
so if you like that beer, tell him you like it because that's something that he's kind of waiting for the approval of people for. You know, sometimes when people create stuff, man, they need that. They need that. They need to hear the feedback. Feedback is very, very important for people who create stuff. All right, Bob, we'll start with you. Beer of the night.
This is a toughie today.
Great lineup.
These are there are no stinkers on this table.
Wait, real quick though, is Oktoberfest out right now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck. Wow, they're not messing around.
We just got
they released it in July last year too.
Yeah.
We just got it in, I think, last. Not this Friday that just happened, but the Friday before.
So we have to start stocking up on Oktoberfest now? October?
I'll let you know.
All right.
Yeah, because if you wait till October, it's going to be normally gone.
I'm not going to lie. I really enjoyed our Oktoberfest off in October last year. I kind of want to do that again. But here's what we're not doing next year. We're not having a pumpkin beer off.
And if it's like a fall beer off?
But we had...
Or we do brackets.
We had about 80 fucking pumpkin beers, and I hated
the cinnamon extravaganza.
Oh, yeah. It was awful. It was too many.
But if you do like a bracket system,
yeah. But yeah, we'll try to. Maybe we'll add like maybe one pumpkin beer per episode, and then we like our two per episode, and whoever wins goes to the finals or something.
Yeah.
So this is a tough choice, but I wish I could put them all, because there's three that I'm stuck on. I wish I could just put them all out there and say it's a tie.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with the watermelon lager.
All right. Bill?
Orbit and Magic, they're pretty damn good, too.
I would not. I mean, besides the porter, because that's not my style of beer.
Yeah, because if I could, I would just do this. And it's a
but
tie.
But I will say this. That Blue Point was good, too. I liked it. It drank different. That crispiness to it. It hit. Oh, I'm gonna burp. It hit different. But Bill, what do you got?
I'll go Third Orbit.
Third Orbit.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. Creatures. Three-way tie for first.
Tie.
Yeah. I Blue Point is right there too. I really really like that beer. But that's gonna be our winners tonight. We have a three-way tie. This is why we always need the fourth person. If you follow me personally on Facebook, it's Anthony Blackwell Jr. I don't really accept everyone's Facebook love anymore. But if you shoot me a message and you live locally, I'm always posting if we have open seats to any podcast. If you ever want to join in on us, I'll go second here for second place. I guess these would be out of the runnings, right? They can't be second if they already won.
Yep.
So I would probably go Blue Point would be my pick.
Yep.
Yeah. Blue Point would be second place. And then we won't do a runner up because that's like a kick in the teeth. But Three Creeks is a good beer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you're into that style, it just wasn't for me. Can Art of the Night. I'm going to go Creatures and Magic.
I mean,
yeah, that's
that one. I mean, Third Orbit obviously is neat too, but
get some photos here of this can. Get the big foot at the big feet in there. I'll hold it up to the camera for you guys in a second because we're using a different camera system than we usually use, so we can actually show these off to you. It should work. But there it is. It's Creatures of Magic. It's got the little Cthulhu on there, all the different cryptids. But there you go. Bob, t-shirt, what do you want to plug today?
T-shirt, actually. I was kind of slack on getting t-shirts yesterday. I'm usually pretty big on that.
Hottie's very proud of me that I didn't come home with 14 t-shirts.
I got
a free one, though.
I got the same.
I got a free t-shirt. I want to give a quick plug. Oh, okay, I'll do my plugs. You do yours.
But the guys from CNC yesterday, that's the shirt I'm sporting today. And staying local, I have the Mock Trunk Opera House hat on.
Ooh. Bill?
The only thing I bought yesterday was a hat off of Seven Sirens. I was also told that she was very proud I didn't come home with any t-shirts because she was going through and folding all my shirts. And she's like, you do not need to buy any more shirts.
Yeah, I'm getting real close to getting in trouble. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's getting bad. I'm not stopping on wrestling shirts. I'm like Wolf of Wall Street. I ain't fucking leaving. Yeah. So the free shirt I got, I want to give a plug. Brady Instruments. They hooked me up with a t-shirt. He's like, yeah, what shirt? He goes, you're all about the shirts, man. Which size? I go, extra large. And he handed me one. So huge love to Brady Instruments.
I have a hydrometer from them.
Yeah, they have great equipment. So maybe when we start diving into our brewing thing, we'll hit them up and see what it costs for some of their measuring equipment to measure all their stuff and show them some love. Because, you know, if their equipment's their super accurate equipment can help us make better beers, we're gonna try to use it to our advantage, right?
Yep.
So huge love to Brady Instruments. I'm wearing not a beer shirt today, but I'm wearing the Dark Horse, Johnny Moran, which is an independent wrestler. You will see our photos of our t-shirts on our Instagrams. That's kind of how we promote the episode. You see our lovely mug shots, where I think I'm the only one who ever smiles in them. You guys look like you're going to jail. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. You don't ever smile. That's how you lose your soul.
Yep.
Yeah. But that'll do it for Bang & Beers Podcast episode 124. Next Sunday, we will not be recording. It will be a Patreon episode. We have a few more of those left where they're just old Patreon episodes where they're going to go out. If you really want to support us on Patreon, to be super helpful, the $1 or $5. If you have any ideas of what you can do for content or some stuff you would like, let us know. Also, I forgot to say at the beginning of the episode, we have 3 merch pages now. So we have the TeePublic, which is all of our stuff is on there, but I found out our Pornhub logo has been taken down off of TeePublic, so you can't get the Beer Hub logo on there anymore, but you can get it on Teespring. Teespring, they just added pint glasses, so if you want a Bang & Beers pint glass, they are on there.
Some of those.
As well as, I was wearing it yesterday, fanny packs, so I'm definitely going to get a podcast fanny pack, because I'm bringing that back. Jorts, yeah, and fanny packs are coming back hard this summer, and I'm leading the charge. As well as our Big Cartel page, which just added trucker hats.
I ordered one. I didn't get it yet.
I ordered one as well. Yep. I got the network one. I have not received it, but I know a lot of people have been asking for hats for a long time. I don't know what the quality looks like. I don't know what it is. If you want to hold off to see what ours came in before you order it. If not, order it. It's awesome. Thank you for the support. All that stuff is great. Like I said, make sure you show us some support on the other Facebook, on Facebook, Instagram. If you want to do your own beer reviews, join us on the community page. Right now we're kind of getting some weird shit from Facebook where they're saying like you're promoting beer and they're flagging our posts, which is kind of nonsense, because you turn on Facebook and you see advertisements for Busch and Bud Light and all these other places, but we can't have a beer community. It's dumb. But if you want to join that, it's the Bang & Beers Podcast community page. Come over, hang out with us. We will be more active on Instagram and Twitter. That's pretty much all I got. Thank you all for joining in, commenting in the sections. If you watch the replays, definitely type back. We will respond to your comments. We'll see you next time. Here's some Faith in Exile. We're out of here.